Well, hello everybody and welcome to episode number 85 of the JB Sism Show. Today I am asking you the question, what if you could publish your book today? Faster, cheaper, and easier. Well, I'm going to be giving you the Amazon KDP or Kindle Direct Publishing way as a means for you to publish your book faster. All right, Dave, hit it.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my goal is to take everything that I do to the next level here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to episode number 85 of the show today, and my goal is to help you get the tools that you need so that you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has given you. Because my goal each and every week is to help you find your voice so you can succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. And one way to do that is publishing a book, and everybody, I believe, wants to publish a book. And you know, people often view an author as the quintessential expert on a particular subject. So it doesn't matter what that subject is, but having a published book can give you that, make you the expert, that is. Well, in today's episode, I want to walk you through my journey of using Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing, or KDP as Amazon likes to call it. I want to give you several reasons why I believe it is still the very best way to publish your book today. So, if you've been wanting to do that, you've been wanting to get your book published, now is your chance. And I'm going to help you do that right now. Oh, my friends, it is always good to be back behind the microphone. I have been running into all kinds of issues with my computer. I don't know what the deal is, but my computer does not like to stay connected to the internet. It just drops connection, and then the craziest thing happens. I can't turn the internet back on. I can't turn the Wi-Fi router, the Wi-Fi card, the airport card on my computer back on. Now, I can use the Ethernet port, but sometimes that's kind of shoddy, and it doesn't always work. So, I hope, as I'm recording this, that if you're hearing my voice, that means I got it uploaded onto the internet, I got the notes all published, and you are able to enjoy listening to this episode. But otherwise, I'm just going to be talking to myself, and oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I've been helping a church here in the Twin Cities. They've asked me to kind of help them with their podcast, and well, because for about 24 to 48 hours, I have not been able to connect my computer to the internet. It is right now, so that's pretty good. But I've not been able to connect to the internet, and so I had to find another means to help them get their published episode live on iTunes and on their website. And, oh, golly, Bill, it's just been, it's kind of one of those weeks. I don't know, have you had those kind of weeks where it just seems like nothing goes right and nothing seems to work, and you just feel like you're banging your head, bang, bang, bang against the wall? Oh my gosh, that's how I feel. And so it's probably not going to be a very long episode today, but somebody asked me a question earlier, and actually they asked me the question today, and that's kind of what got me thinking for today's subject matter. They asked me, you know, Jason, is it expensive to publish a book? Now, I didn't know if they were asking for themselves. I didn't really see this person as somebody who did a lot of writing. But, you know, I could be wrong. I've worked with this individual for years now. And we have a nice banter that goes back and forth. But anyway, her daughter is doing a lot of writing, but her children are saying, Mom, you really should publish some of this stuff. You should get it into book format. Well, that really got me thinking. And I told her, I said, you know, publishing is actually a lot easier and it's a lot cheaper than it ever has been. Now, if you're going to publish, you know, there are still some things that I highly recommend that everybody does. One, write your stuff and write it well. Know your audience. And then two is make sure you go over it. Don't just publish the first draft. That is probably the worst idea that anybody can do. So you want to have somebody go over it and then not just have somebody go over it and kind of point out some areas that you might need to work on, but I really highly recommend you get an editor. And an editor is just going to help tighten up the copy, tighten up the verbiage, and really give you a book that's going to shine and sparkle and give you something that you're going to be proud of, that you're going to want to pass down to future generations, but also one that you're going to be proud of for people to read. And publishing today is so much easier than it ever has been. And in fact, my last book that I published, Grace, What's So Amazing About It, and if you wanna get a copy of that book, you can do so by going to jbsism.com/grace-book. jbsism.com/grace-book, and you can read about the book there, and then you can purchase it right on Amazon. I decided to go the Amazon route on this one strictly. I did not put together a printed version of the book. Now, I think that's going to be coming down the road because I have had people ask me if the book is available for print, and I said no. So I'm losing money in that regards, but I really wanted to just test out the idea of going strictly with Amazon.com to publish this book. And I did a little bit of a book launch and gave away nearly half, if not a third of the book. Gave it away completely for free. You could just sign up for my email newsletter and you got the ebook download for that. So you got some beautiful laid out ebooks of my Grace book. Well, that was all leading up to the launch of the book. I finally launched it, put it on Amazon.com, and I use just the Kindle version of the book. That's the only version of this book that is available. There is no Apple version of the book, which I could very easily publish an Apple version. There is no version on the Barnes & Noble Nook, which I could, again, very easily publish on there. But I wanted to just strictly stick with Amazon and see how that was going to work. And I got to say, I enjoyed going just with one platform for this book. Now, the question that I need to first answer here is, what is Amazon KDP? Well, KDP stands for Kindle Direct Publishing. In other words, it means you can publish directly to Amazon Kindle for free. You heard me correctly. You can publish your book to Amazon on Amazon.com, the world's largest book retailer. You can publish your book on Amazon for free, and people will be able to buy your Kindle book for whatever price point that you set it for. Now, if that blew your mind, and if that just said to you, oh my gosh, you mean I can publish my book right now and I don't have to pay anybody to publish the book for me? I'm telling you, you don't have to pay anybody to publish the book for you. And in fact, Amazon's platform is so good that you could, in a sense, they don't recommend it, but you could upload a Word document and they're going to transform it. They're going to transform it into a Kindle book. So if you've been wanting to get your book published, this is a great way to do it. So how do you get on Amazon KDP? Where do you go? What do you do? Well, number one, you have to go to kdp.amazon.com. That was KDP, so Kindle Direct Publishing, kdp.amazon.com. Once you're there, the cool part is you don't have to sign up for a new account. If you already have an Amazon account, you have an Amazon KDP account. And all you have to do is just sign up. It's pretty cool. So once you sign in, once you sign into Amazon KDP, you're going to come to a screen that's called Bookshelf. And it's going to give you an option to create a Kindle ebook or a paperback book. Now, you can do the paperback book here, and I'll probably get into this in a different episode. I've not used this feature yet for the paperback. I've used Amazon's other service, CreateSpace, to do that for me, and I've liked that. But what you want to do is you want to click on your Kindle ebook, and when you do that, you're going to be taken to a page where you get to enter in all of your book details. And so your book details are simple. It's your book title. If you have a subtitle, if it's part of a series, you can add in a series title if you wanted. What edition or what version of this book is it? So is it edition 1? Is it edition 2? So if you change anything down the road and you upload a new file, you can change the edition. This is now the second edition. The author's name. So you want to add in the author's name. So in my case, my name is J.B. Sism. So I added in J.B. in the first name and Sism in the last name because my author's name is J.B. Sism. I don't have any contributing authors, so I didn't need to do anything. So there's a section called Contributors. I left that blank intentionally. It's optional. You don't have to do it. But you can choose your editor, your forward, your illustrator. So if you have somebody important who did your forward, you could add their name in there. If you have a narrator, or a preface, or a translator, you could do all of that. Now, I didn't do anything for contributor. I left it blank. And then you come to a part called description. And this is all within the Kindle ebook details page. And you come to a place called description. And this is where you write out your book description. So if you go to a bookstore, you flip over a book, and you have all of that beautiful wording on the back of the book, this is where that goes. And this is called the description. It's the Amazon detail page. And so when you look at the details of the book, the little blurb of what the book is about, that's what this portion is. Once you take the time and you write your description, then they're going to ask you for your publishing rights. And that's the next box down. And you want to let them know that either A, you own the copyright and you hold the necessary publishing rights. So in other words, you can't publish or republish anybody else's book. It's not a good idea. You don't want to do it. So you want to say, yes, I own the copyright and I hold the rights to publish this. Or secondly, this is a public domain work. And that's the cool thing with public domain works. You can actually resubmit these and you can make money off of public domain work, which I don't know. You could do what you want there. I prefer to leave that alone, and I would rather just create my own original content. So then what you want to do is you want to enter in up to 7 keywords. And keywords are incredibly important because they will tell the audience what this book is all about. And so I added in some keywords, some very specific keywords that I wanted people to type into Amazon. So in this case, for my Grace book, I typed in grace, I typed in devotional, I typed in study, I typed in small groups, I typed in Bible, I typed in daily, and you can have up to 7 search words, and I encourage you to do that. And just think through very carefully what your book is about, and just put it in there. The next section is called categories, and you want to make sure you select a category for your book. Now, my Grace book is a nonfiction book. It's a religious book. But beyond that, it goes pretty specific. It's a devotional, it's a Bible study, and it's a Bible study guide. And so these are the 2 categories that I put in for the book. I put in nonfiction, I put in religion, Bible studies, and Bible study guides. That was category 1. And then I got specific again. I said that this is a devotional. So I wanted people to know it was a Bible study guide. I wanted people to know it was a devotional. And that will help you. Then you can select your age range. You don't have to. If you are a children's book, you can select the minimum and maximum age range. You can put in the grade. So is it a kindergarten book, first grade book, 12th grade book, 10th grade book, whatever. And you can put it all in there, and that's pretty cool. And so you just want to go through each of these ebook details and just enter in each of the information. And you click continue. Once you continue, you're going to be going to a next part of the book called the Kindle ebook content. And so with the Kindle ebook content, you want to let people know, you know, is this DRM protected? Yes or no. You upload your manuscript. This is where you put in your manuscript. And so you say, yep, this is my manuscript, and you upload it. And then you say, here is my book cover. So you can go to a place like 99designs.com and get a book cover. Otherwise, you can go to my website, livinglightsmedia.com, and you can hire me to design a ebook cover for you. And I'd be more than happy to do that for you. I think my ebook covers start as little as $50. So if you want an ebook, you can do that. So jbsism.com. I'm sorry. It is livinglightsmedia.com. It's a brand new website. Encourage you to check it out. It has some great covers on there that you can see some of the stuff that I've done. And then you can have an ebook preview. It lets you know kind of what it's going to look like on an ebook. If you have an ISBN number, it's not required because Amazon has their own little deal going on. And so you don't need an ISBN number. And then you want to put in your publisher. And Living Lights Publishing, which is a division of SISM Enterprise, Living Lights Publishing is the one that published this book, which is my own branded publishing house. And I'm not making that available for the public yet. I'll probably do a few more of my own stuff before I work on making that available. But anyway, so you just want to go through that, and then you come into your next section called the Kindle ebook pricing. And this is where you select all of the different things. So let me go through some of these. The first one is called the KDP Select Enrollment. Now, what is KDP Select? Kindle Direct Publishing Select is where for 90 days you can run a special promotion and you can't have your book anywhere else on the internet. It can only be available through Amazon. And you can maximize, you're going to get more royalties, you can reach more readers, and you can maximize your sales potential. And so you want to enroll into Amazon Select Publishing Now, you don't have to, but I do every now and then to run a special promotion, and it's pretty cool. So that's a great way to help more people figure out your book. And the best part is, if anybody's part of Amazon's Unlimited, Kindle Unlimited, they can actually read your book for free. So that's pretty cool. You can select individual places for your book to be sold. I chose worldwide. So there's a worldwide rights to the book, so anybody in any country can download this book. And I wanted it that way. And then you can select a different royalty plan. And the royalty plans depend upon... It depends upon how expensive your book is. The more expensive, the less royalties you're going to get. The less expensive, the more royalties you're going to get. My book is $9.97, so that means I'm going to earn a 35% royalty on the book. And that means Amazon is going to make the remainder. So I'm going to make about $3.49 on the book. And Amazon's going to get the rest. So in order for the book to... Oh, I just learned something. See, this is the best part about doing this live, sort of live. I'm recording it. I'm not editing any of this. So I take that back. Your book has to be between $2.99 and $9.99 in order to be available for 70%. Otherwise it's going to be 35%. So, oh, well, I can actually up that. So I'm actually going to do that right now. And it's going to update it everywhere else in the world. So that's pretty cool. You can enroll it in Kindle's book lending. So that's pretty cool. You can... allow people to borrow the book for free, and they can read it, and then they can get it returned back to their Kindle device within 2 weeks. So if you have a friend who has the book, you want to read the book, you borrow it from them, and you read it on your Kindle, and it goes right back to them. So that's pretty cool. So I'm actually going to republish that. Because I want my 70%. I didn't realize that. So, I guess it's going to go off the market for just a little bit. Sorry. Anyway, so the best way to do this is all you have to do is click Add a Kindle eBook. So you log in, you click Bookshelf, you click the plus symbol that says Kindle eBook, and you start publishing your book instantly. And it's free to do. You don't have to pay Amazon any money. The money they're going to make is through the sales of your book. So the more books you sell, the more Amazon's going to make. But the more you sell, the more you're going to make. And the best part is you're going to earn anywhere from 35 to 70% of the royalties from your book. So if it's under $2.99, it's going to be 35% royalty. If it's over $9.99, it's going to be 35% royalty. So $2.99 to $9.99 is the sweet spot, and that's where you're going to earn your 70% royalty on the book. And my friends, if you want to get your book published, and here's the deal. If your book is published, you are considered an expert on your topic, an expert in your field. And everybody wants to be considered an expert. Now, I'm not saying that you are an expert, but people are going to consider you an expert. And only you can have the particular viewpoint on a topic that you have. I can't have the same viewpoint. So if you and I were both writing about marsupials in Australia, my take on them are going to be very different than your take on them. But yet, we're going to reach very different people. We're going to reach very different audiences because we're going to be looking at things very differently. And so if you want to publish your book, one, it's free to publish through Amazon. That's how I have been publishing. And that's probably how I'm going to continue publishing my books. You know, if a traditional publisher comes along and says, we want to publish your book, great. I am done seeking traditional publishing because I can sell more books and I can put more money in my pocket rather than having so much outgo in the books. So all I have to do is write. And that's all you have to do. Write your story, get your editor, get it published, and get it out into the world. And if you are wanting to get your ebook together, a great app for you to do this is by using Apple's iBook Author. Apple's iBook Author is completely for free. You can download it from the App Store and you can write your book right in there. And it's going to create the table of contents for you. It's going to do all of that. You save the EPUB version and you can upload that to Amazon and they're going to convert it to their Kindle version. And then you can take that EPUB version if you want and you can upload it to Apple's iStore right from the app. You can upload it to Barnes & Noble's website. Just sign up for a free account with them. The possibilities for publishing today are so limitless. And I love the fact that I've been able to use Amazon to get my message out there. Use Amazon to publish my books. My next book, whenever I get it finished, is going to be published through Amazon Kindle again. And I love it. So kdp.amazon.com. Why should you publish through Amazon KDP? Is because it's still the very best way to publish your book today. And so, I have been on this ABCs of blogging. And if you have been listening for any time now, you will know that I've been on this ABCs of blogging. And we are officially out of the D's and into the E's. So, we've not been on this project for very long, but the ABCs of blogging, I wanted to put together a glossary of sorts that condense all of the different terminologies, phraseologies, all down into a single file. And I wanted to take at least 26 episodes, go through the alphabet A to Z on all of the different things when it comes to blogging. So create a glossary of blogging terms, and then, you know, I'll probably make it available as an ebook download for you to take and use for yourself. And so I'm excited about this. I think it's going to be fun. I hope you're enjoying this as I am finding the content. Well, today we are on the E's, and I think what better way than to talk about ebooks. I figured since we're talking about Amazon KDP earlier, might as well talk about ebooks here. And that's what I wanted to talk about. The ABCs of blogging. Ebooks are incredibly popular today. Just about every blogger that I know has an ebook available for download. They have one available on their website. You can buy it right through their website, or you can link all the way through to Amazon. But a lot of people are really starting to take their most popular blog posts, combine them together, create a couple chapter ebook, and make it available on their website for download. And it's pretty cool to do it that way. That's what I did. The current ebook right now that I have for sale, which I'm going to be changing a few things on there, is called Ready, Set, Publish. I want to give you 7 strategies for why you should publish your book this year. So I took one of my most popular blog posts from last year and I turned it into an ebook. And I fleshed it out just a little bit. I didn't do a whole lot of work on it, and I turned it around and I threw it on my website for a free download. Now, if you want that, just go to go over to jbsism.com/subscribe. So jbsism.com/subscribe, and you can sign up for the free email newsletter, and it's going to come to your inbox each and every week. And you're going to get every blog post, you're going to get every podcast episode right in your inbox, and then you're going to be able to click through from there into the website and either listen or read the content there. And then I'm also going to be giving you some tips and tricks and everything else that you need to know to take your message to the next level. And that's what this e-newsletter is all about. So jbsism.com/subscribe, and you can subscribe to the email newsletter right there. But ebooks are a great way to get your message out to more people. People can share them. People can download them. People can read them on the go. And this comes to the second term, and that's called exclusive content. And every blog, you want to make sure you have some kind of exclusive content that only members of your email newsletter are going to get. And this is where email newsletters are so incredibly popular. Emails are everything for a blogger. And if you haven't started building an email newsletter, I encourage you to do that, because that is the best way to not only build your influence and your audience, but you can hold back your exclusive content just for your email subscribers. And that's one of the things that I'm going to be working on better this year. I got to make some changes to my email newsletter system, and my goal is to give the best tips, tricks to publishing and blogging that I know, and hopefully I can help you along the way. And then number three is establish yourself as an authority. And everybody knows that authority is everything. If people don't take you seriously, if people don't think that you have what it takes, they're not going to read. They're not going to stick around. They're not going to listen. And so this is why having ebooks available, because people are going to say, oh, he's got books available. He knows what he's talking about. He's got the exclusive content. He knows what he's talking about. This guy is an expert. He is an authority on his topic. And so if you want to establish yourself in his authority, I encourage you to start blogging. I encourage you to get the exclusive content out there and get the ebooks written. Well, my friends, thank you for listening to today's episode. This was a lot of fun. I hope you got the value out of it. It was kind of a shotgun approach to Amazon KDP, but I encourage you to give it a try. KDP.amazon.com and give it a whirl and get your book published. If you follow my steps in this podcast, you're going to do just fine. You can find the full show notes of today's episode over at jbsism.com/085. And while you're there, why don't you click the email share button and send it over to a friend and let them know the blessing that this show is. Well, my friends, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. God bless. I will see you right here again next week here at jbsism.com. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the J.B. Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.